Hi there, it's step 27, and in this step we're going to be talking about pulling your thread and not giving up, because that's really what mediumship is about, is that when you're sitting with a client or with a friend and you're giving messages from spirit on the other side, and let's say that that person doesn't remember or can't, obviously it's emotional, they're in the moment and they can't process everything that you're saying. Sometimes when you're passing on a message, excuse me, that person will say, no, I don't know, or no, that doesn't make any sense to me. And so then the medium shuts down and thinks, oh, I have the wrong spirit. This is the wrong message. This isn't what I should be saying. And it just kind of all goes sideways from there. But do you know how many times I have just gone with the message, I've stayed with it, and then said, you know what, I don't know, maybe just let that sit with you and let me know if you can figure it out. And then they go home and they talk to their family, they talk to their friends, and they go, oh my gosh, I did have an uncle named Alan. Or, oh my gosh, that makes perfect sense. Yes, she did have a red track when she was growing up. The thing is that the spirit is going to want to talk about things that happened from the time that they were born until things that have happened, even till up to the day of the reading. So they could be talking about something that happened while they were alive and while they were with that person. They could be talking about something that happened during their funeral after they passed. They could go anywhere. They could go back to when they were 2 or 3, or they could go back to when they were 30 or to when they were 40, or as I said, even things that might be happening now in that person's life. So if you give up on the message and you do not allow yourself to do what I call pulling the thread, then it doesn't work. So let me explain when I say pulling the thread. So let's say the spirit comes in and shows you something that's red. You're like, okay, I keep seeing the color red a lot. Did your loved one love the color red? Oh yeah, sure, like they did, kind of. Okay, now I'm seeing a truck. So I think that means I'm supposed to talk about a red truck. Do you have any memory of a red truck? No, not really. Okay, well, let me think about a red truck. Red truck. Could they be talking about a fire truck? Could they be talking about someone else's red truck? Actually, do you have a red truck? Oh my God, yeah. My husband just bought a red truck last week. Perfect. There's the message. But do you see how I was willing to pull the thread and not let the message go? Because by not pulling the thread and not going through what I like to call discovery, you're going to end up by losing messages that were valuable. Let me explain. I was doing a reading during the television show and I was being filmed. And as I was talking, the spirit kept touching my knee and saying, say knee, say knee, say knee. And, you know, I have an ego and I knew that this was going to be on TV. So I really wanted these big, powerful, meaningful messages. So I kept disregarding this little simple message of the knee. And so instead I was like, yeah, you know, does she have red hair? And is her name Sally? I was just going for like the big ones, right? Finally, I decided I was actually going to listen to spirit. And I said to the woman, I don't know why, but do you have a knee problems? Or is there something going on with your knee? She keeps wanting me to talk about knees or your knee. And the woman started bawling and it was like this most profound message. And I was shocked. I was like, what's happening right now? And she said, all I told my daughter to say was knees, because that's her nickname. So if she could get you to say knee or knees, I would know that she was really here today. There you go. It's the simple things. And if you don't think outside the box, I had to pull my own thread because she kept tapping my knee. I was like, I don't know. It's like a knee. Who cares about a knee? But because I was willing to think, okay, maybe she had knee problems. Maybe she wore a knee brace. Maybe her mom had knee problems. Because I was willing to pull a thread and not give up on the message, I wasn't giving up. And I was able to deliver something to that client that changed her life forever. So pull your thread. Do not give up. If you see the color red and the client goes, no, she hated the color red. Maybe that's what it was. She knows that, you know, she hates the color red. You have to be willing to think outside the box. And if you are, that's what will make you the best medium in the world.